Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings to you on behalf of the Canadian Church, the Canadian Brother Christ Church, not only here in Canada, but in the U.S. as well, as we together form about 305 churches right now, and it's delightful to be able to represent all of our churches and bring you greetings today. I see representatives from many of our congregations here today, and thank you for joining in this celebration and being a part of this day. It's a great honor for me to represent the conference and to share a few thoughts. I'm at the end of the speaking list, so you can relax. My time's been cut from its usual 30 minutes down to a few. But I thought, well, today would be helpful perhaps if I went into our archives. We have an archive location at our offices, and just check out and see if I could find a few things. So I brought along my briefcase. Note the logo there, Lloyd. That's NCC, by the way. I thought I'd go into the archives and see what I could find here from the history of this great ministry over the last 200 years, and I did. I found some interesting things. This is the 100-year program, the centennial history, and I just want to make note today because of the impact of several people who offered their homes. For the first 100 years, this congregation met in homes all across this district, and they rotated, and so the first rotation, I think, was every 4 weeks. They were at someone's home, and then it changed to a different rotation, but can you imagine? And many times large gatherings, they would come together, speak German, read the Bible in German, and spend time together praying and getting to know one another and serving together as God's people. So I thought that was very interesting. The first 100 years, then there was a building. Of course, you've heard about that this morning and the kinds of things that happen when you get a gathering place like this. One of those was a Bible conference that happened for many years. This is a program from the 41st Annual Bible Conference of the Brother Christ Church, held here at Heise Hill Church in 1957. And I'm interested by the talk that was given by a visiting minister from the States. His message title was "The Church's Message in an Atomic Age," 1957. So I think maybe we should have a few more of those sermons around being people of peace in a world of violence and war and challenge. But I was interested by that particular piece. And then this one is very, very encouraging to me because it's your budget from 1961, Heise Hill, and you're paying your pastor $2,400. I think I'll change the salary grid for our pastors from that. Jim, look forward to that. Let's see, what else do I have in here? Oh, here's a pair of Pastor Jim Kober's socks. How did they get in the archives? Boy. And here's my Bible that I brought along today to just offer you one reflection from God's Word, a passage of actually a verse that is from 1 Thessalonians 1:3 that talks about Heise Hill Brethren in Christ Church. It simply says, "We always continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ." So the work that started 200 years ago in 1808 has gone on by the faith of God's people in God's word. And there's been all kinds of labors. And that word actually takes work to a new level. It talks about the intensity of being involved and engaged in the activities. So there's love that people have shown to one another, even in the midst of perhaps some challenge and difficulty, but there's this labor of love that happens in the midst of churches. And then the last phrase points us to the future, that your endurance is inspired by hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm really not thinking about the next 200 years, because none of us will be around for that. I'm more concerned with the next 5, 10, 20 years of Heise Hill Church, of the Brother in Christ Church in Canada. What are we going to be like? What kinds of communities of faith will we be that will impact the world around us so that people can find hope in the midst of their challenges? That there can be a transformation that takes place in the lives of people's individual experience of life, that they can find meaning when they get up in the morning and they're just not sure why they should go on. And I believe that will happen because of local churches living out their faith, being authentic biblical communities, and our endurance, no matter what will happen. And I think the shape of the church is going to change in the next 20 years. But no matter what happens, we can endure because of the faith and hope and love that we find in our Lord Jesus Christ. So many blessings to this congregation and to the initiatives that will continue to take place as we look forward to what God's going to do through this ministry. And keep those cards and letters coming to the archives.